Welcome back to House of MNSM Radio. This is the Leather Kink Talk Show, really, that has more talking about nothing usually. And
a little bit of everything.
Kind of make it interesting. Mm-hmm. So what we are going to start to talk about right now is, tell me about what happened at the courts.
At the courts? Well, last night in St. Catherine was the Imperial Court Coronation Ball. If some of you know or don't know, the Imperial Court system has been all over through North America. It started in San Francisco. Now, I'm not going to say dates or whatever because I don't remember. There are many, many chapters all over North America and all over Canada. Now, St. Catharines has been going through a phase right now that for a couple of years, the way it works is that you people submit an application. If you are approved by the monarch, the past emperor and empress and the board, then you go through a campaign and it's an election. So people go and vote. So it's an appointed title. It's a title that means absolutely nothing except you're giving up about 2 years of your life to do charity work, to do fundraisers and so forth. I was Empress 12 of Toronto. And during my reign, things changing in a circuit. One reason why the court system came about was to raise money for groups that needed our assistance help, like HIV and AIDS in the early 70s, where nobody was doing anything. The Imperial Court System stood up and were there taking care of people and raising a lot of money. Through the years, all the groups that we have helped now have their own support system. And one of the battles I had during my reign, it was saying, okay, you know, bars are having money issues trying to give show fees all the time. You do these shows, people get dressed up with crowns and costumes, and you're tipping people, and you know, it goes
just a tip.
Well, hopefully it's more than just a tip.
Okay.
And basically you raise money. Well, people now are tight, you know, their finances are
did you like the way
I said that in? So people are, you know, on
some
budgets
people,
and
some
stuff.
People are still tight.
I'm not even going to touch that one. Boy, Alex.
Nope.
Moving on.
So what's happened is now some of the courts are having issues because the support is not there financially or body-wise. People don't want to get involved. And so what's happening with the Imperial Court System of St. Catharines, they are basically closing down for the next 2 years to regroup, look at things, how can you start thing and re-energize and give it maybe a new spirit. Last night, a very good friend, the Empress of Toronto, the first Empress of Toronto, and she is now, oh my God, I feel really bad what her number is. Empress Lorne Michael is doing her, I think it's 27. Empress 27 of Toronto, I think. If she's listening, let me know. They've decided, because what they were doing through the year, one of the biggest ball is the New York City ball. And New York City, the court system there, it's done at a huge hotel downtown. It's an actual gala that you pay. It's $250 or $300 a ticket. Plus your hotel room, mm-hmm. But there's Hollywood stars who come and perform. There's a big red carpet. Plus a lot of court members in New York City, they're all millionaires.
Yeah. Not all of them, but there's a lot of them.
But a lot of them. So what's happening now is a lot of small towns, when you do your ball, which is the end of your reign, where you step down and the new monarchs go on, you're in mm-hmm. These big hotels where the cost is very expensive. Last night they had a dinner. And every ball has a theme. So they had a dinner, which was turkey stuffing and all the trimmings. Because the theme was Whovilles. The Grinch Stole Christmas. So it was that. And it was a five-hour open bar.
Stuffing.
So five-hour open bar is stuffing, not cheap.
Turkeys.
A sit-down dinner for, you know, a lot of people. So you want to have at least 200 and up people. For some of you, can see the hand-fisting movement.
Well, we're figuring how you get the stuffing in those turkeys.
Well, how do you get into Borneo?
Wow.
I used to have to stand back and run a little bit, but now I have to, like, chain myself to the wall so I don't get sucked in.
Wow. Oh. Oh. Is that one of those now? Hey, tight, eh?
I can wiggle that tail still.
Just, actually, yeah, you can. I gotta give it
just
that.
Don't drop it. I am picking it up. Your brother wife will.
Brother wife. So anyway, so they're taking taking a couple years off.
Yeah, so they're going to take 2 years off. And I think a lot of what's happening right now, and but what I was mentioning, reigning Empress of Toronto right now, they're going to be doing their ball somewhere else. The talk is that they're going to use the 519 Community Center, which you get the center for free. You then hire their caterers, which already you're giving right back into the community.
Yep.
It's a smaller event. So if you only have 100 people showing up, you're already ahead because you're not paying, you know, $3,000 for a venue plus and so forth and so forth. So I think it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm looking forward to working with them. I made a commitment last night with Lauren. We stayed up till 3:30 in the morning. And I did a Master Noel, Boy Neil, and Boy Alex kind of thing last night. When I woke up this morning, yes, I was proud. I had a bottle of vodka empty on the floor and a few cans of other stuff. So it was nice to see my friends. We hadn't done that in a very long time. So it was nice to catch up. And so we're going to be going as a family, probably going to be going to Buffalo's coronation, which I think is in June.
I don't really know when that is.
And it's a fun event.
Well, you'll be taking it off because if it's June and you're still working or you're still volunteering at the park, you'll be coming regardless because you need to start doing some of the stuff being on the board. So
it's going to be we're going to be doing that one, and then we're going to be doing the London, Ontario coronation. I don't know if you guys want to go.
I'm
but
like, what?
No, you don't. No, you don't have to. I've already talked to Slave Wayne, and
why don't you and the Slave go to that? Yeah, I think that would be nice for the two of you guys.
Well, we talked about that last night, but Slave Wayne wants Miss Julia to appear.
Oh. You've created a monster there.
Just know,
or we have created a monster.
So we might be staying at Slave Wayne, me and my friend Veronica and Empress Lauren. So it'll be quite fun. So that was that. So anyway, if you ever hear of the Imperial Court System, look it up online. It's the history is quite amazing, what they have done, what they've created. It's a good thing. I just think that they need to move forward and adapt to the time and the economy right now. So that was that. So Master Noel.
In alcohol's defense, I've done some pretty dumb shit while completely sober, too.
Oh, I reposted that one, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did post that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So how was your thing yesterday? Do you want to go into that now or you want to go into something else?
Let's hold on to that for a couple minutes. Or we can go into it now. All right. So we went to, it was called Herotica. And Friday night, it was at the Arts Center, the Niagara Arts Center in St. Catharines on St. Paul Street. A neat little place, mm-hmm. neat little venue. I really liked the space. It was kind of cool. But we didn't go Friday night, though, because we...
No, Friday night we stayed here. We had
but Friday you did that radio show.
That's right. Okay, so Brock University here in the city... decided that they kind of want to talk about it and help promote it, which is great. So Herotica was a lesbian porn film...
Feminist porn.
Oh, excuse me, yes. A feminist porn film festival.
Correct.
Which is kind of all weird just in itself. Mm-hmm. And we did ask a few people, how were we wrapping our heads around that, the whole thing? And I kind of had said, I don't know if I said it on the air or when we were kind of in between on a commercial or whatever, that just because you're a feminist and you feel that a woman should be strong and empowered, what stops that female from doing porn? Or like I forget, someone of you guys said that. It's like, yeah, you know what? If they're actually writing it and directing it and producing it, and they're making it where, you know, it's a positive thing. I mean, I don't see that as being anti-feminist.
No. Well, it's an I think when it comes to
feminism.
That everybody has a slightly different view of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, you can talk to some lesbian, and they have a really strong view of what their view is, and then you can talk to somebody who's a bit more old-fashioned, or somebody who's, you know, in the heterosexual lifestyle, and you know, have a totally different view of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people still believe that, you know, women should stay at home and take care of the children, and so
forth. No, that's a boy. Oops, sorry.
But that's okay, so I guess I'm staying home this week. Thank you.
So, okay, what's your version of Buena? What's your version? What do you consider feminism is?
Well,
just into the mic, please.
A feminist to me is someone that the term brings up someone who's an activist for civil rights or for women's rights. I mean, that's where the term feminist came from, is someone who was who pursued equal rights as a woman.
The definition from Wikipedia is: a feminist advocates or supports the rights and equality of women. That's
what I said. Yeah.
Yes, I'm just saying that's the dictionary version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that that's an accurate representation of feminists?
Well, accurate or not, I mean that is.
I'm asking for your version of it, not the dictionary version. Is your belief that the dictionary version is the version of a feminist?
That's one of them, but I think other people who call themselves feminists call themselves that for other reasons. And that's where it was kind of clouded.
Okay,
there.
Now
I really
I'm confused now.
We didn't really know what to expect at all during this thing, and you didn't either. You thought?
Oh no, I was very. I was.
Sir Mark was
joking
that we might end up coming back, and they tried to cut our nuts off and castrate us.
I never said that.
Somebody did.
I didn't say that.
I think it was you.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was I drunk or high?
Do you remember? Well, you kind of worried a little bit. Like, do you remember the old days when there used to be totally segregated bars where, like, a woman did not come to a gay bar?
You had two sides.
Oh. And do you remember when a lesbian did not go, or you did not go into a lesbian bar?
Yeah.
And I never understood that. I didn't come out.
But the thing is, that
was
straight bars too, boy. Now, my mom and dad,
really?
They went to the coach house, and it was the side door was for females, the front door was for males.
That's weird.
And
yeah,
they
I
had
never
separate rooms.
That.
See, the women
never
could never
life,
go
though.
Into the male room.
Wow.
But the female couldn't go into the male room, but the males could go into the female rooms as long as there was like an escort. It was like some weird ass shit, man.
So
oh yeah.
It was called a gay bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had great sex. Oh, never mind. Wrong.
It wasn't.
But anyway,
it was like I remember my mom telling me about that, and I remember even going to the coach house, right. Which is still around here in Niagara Falls. It's still one of the only quote houses left, a beer house, and there's the two doors. It wasn't just for lesbians and gays. That was actually in the straight world.
Wow. But anyway, I never knew about that. But.
Mm-hmm.
But we were worried, oh, my God, are they going to be like that, like the old days where they were like a bunch of men haters? At one point, everyone thought a feminist was a man hater.
Really? Okay. Why would you think that when we were invited to go?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. Somebody brought that up and said that.
Well, they invited those little people to, or that couple to, in little Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn? What? Oh. I don't get that. But anyway.
There was a movie called Children of the Corn where they invited this couple to come in. And all this stuff, and then they freaking tried to burn them at the stake.
Yeah. You don't hear that term feminist too much anyway, nowadays anyway. I mean, we're starting to get to the point where gender really doesn't matter, so I like it that way. It sounds like we're going into a break now, unless he just accidentally started playing music, but yeah, we're going into a break now. So
we'll be right back.